So the saga continues. New Britain is now demanding more than $240,000 in reimbursements from its former mayor. A demand letter was just written this week by the city's Corporation Council to embattled former mayor Aaron Stewart as an effort to collect restitution for purchases she is accused of making on a city credit card when she was serving in office. Joining us back on the show, our legal expert, who is attorney Bill Bloss. He has nothing to do with the case. But I think, Bill, we're probably going to have more conversations than we probably had hoped in regards to former mayor Aaron Stewart and the accusation she is facing. You and I, the last time we spoke, we kind of knew restitution was coming, though. We sort of knew some portion of this was coming.
Well, certainly her lawyer is going to try to work out some kind of a package resolution if he's clever, and he is clever, he's a good lawyer, but there are a lot of balls in the air right now, Melissa, and they've got to start dealing with them, and they've got to start to try to come to some kind of closure, because really right now they're still in the phase of every day it gets a little bit worse.
Right? So it does feel that way. I mean, I'm not crazy, right? I mean, well, don't answer that question, Bill, because that's a whole other can of worms.
Not for me to say.
Okay, right. There you go. You're like, I plead the fifth. But in the sense that I'm not crazy, that it does feel like every other day there's something else that's being uncovered or there's something else that's coming to fruition. And I don't know if that's because that's kind of a media approach. I don't know if that's a phase in. I'm not really sure the direction that's going in, but why is that? Why haven't we just seen sort of this blanketed, okay, so because we have the Crumby law firm that you and I have talked about before. They were tasked to do kind of an internal investigation into the spending. So why didn't, you know, it felt like the first thing we saw was kind of the tax collector situation. The next thing we saw was the spending on birthday parties. The next thing we saw was, oh, now she needed tuition money. And then we saw that she wanted, you know, money for her pension. I'm wondering why it's all kind of being phased out versus why didn't it all just come out in one big report?
Well, and don't forget now, the latest thing is that there's an investigation into her charity. And
yes, there's the Attorney
a deposition
General.
Scheduled. Yeah, yes. Exactly. And there's a deposition scheduled. She was subpoenaed to a deposition on June 30th, according to media reports. And that is an extraordinarily dangerous event for her to sit down and have to answer under oath all questions about many of these issues. And I would be shocked if that went forward as scheduled. There's no way that can happen. But to answer your question, I think there's just a lot of different pieces of it. It's different areas. It's different people involved. If I had to guess, there are people who were involved in approving some of these things within the city of New Britain that are now realizing that they may have backed the wrong horse and may have gotten themselves in a tight spot and are cooperating with authorities. And it may just be that it's different people involved in different aspects of this. And so it's just taken some time to put together. But it's kind of shocking. It is shocking at the depth and the scope of all of this in so many different areas. I could have never imagined this.
Well, and that's, I think that's part of this, right? I think that's part of it. So some people, you know, and I'm one of them, right? So I've brought up where there's misspending on credit cards, for example, that was proven in other cases in Connecticut. The one that probably is most notorious just because we see a lot of problems around that system is CSCO. Terrence Chang comes up all the time as a comparison. Why do I feel like Terrence Chang had this report come out? That was it. Boom. And he continued on with his life. And to some degree, that is true. But I think to your point, Bill, it was one report. So there was an audit done, which is so interesting, right? Because if you listen to the comptroller was on my show when that audit came out, which his office did. And he said, you know, there were thousands and thousands of payments on those cards. And so we picked a handful. And this is what we found, which was misspending. I always found that so suspect that we ended it there. Like, that's the first thing that, you know, to your point, like, there's a lot to go through, right? And so when the comptroller says, hey, there were thousands of transactions that were made on these cards, and so we just picked a handful, and we saw there was misspending that was done by Terrence Chang, I always think to myself, well, why didn't we go back and just, you know, line item? Why didn't we go through? If we saw enough misspending, why don't we see just how much misspending went on? And maybe there wasn't. Maybe there wasn't. That's just it. I don't know.
Sure.
But it's interesting because I think with Aaron Stewart, it is just... there is more and more, as you mentioned, that is coming out. And to your point, you may have other players that are involved. Maybe that's why we're slowly finding it out. But it does feel like now you've got the Attorney General, the Department of Consumer Protection now looking into her charity. It feels like a bigger effort surrounding Aaron Stewart. And I want to know why that is.
Well, I think part of it is because she's a political figure, right? And you've got to remember, until this came to light, the first report came to light, she was going to be the Republican nominee for governor, most likely. And you know, the fact that the first report came out before the convention, I think Mayor Sanchez is actually to be commended for not sandbagging the nominee and waiting until she was nominated to issue the first report. But I think that's part of it. But I think also part of it is the depth of this is just mind blowing. Mm. You know, when this latest she goes to the human resources director and says, look, I think I'm entitled to a pension that I'm not entitled to under municipal law. And I want you to sign off on a $200,000 pension. And the HR director agrees to sign off on a $150,000 severance package that's just not supported. Who does that? I think that the scale of the misconduct, at least as it's being reported, is just really without precedent, as far as I know.
We're chatting with Attorney Bill Bloss. He's our legal expert on the show. Has nothing to do with the Aaron Stewart case, but gives us that perspective and understanding of what is happening right now, but also can kind of hint us, you know, what could happen next, which, you know, nobody knows. I want to go back to that June 30th date, though, Bill. So you had mentioned that that what is expected to happen at the end of the month?
She's been subpoenaed to a deposition by the Attorney General relating to the charity issue.
So you don't think that's either going to happen or that she's going to take the stand?
Oh, there's no chance that's going to happen because that is a very dangerous event. She would have a Fifth Amendment right not to testify, and if I were her lawyer, I'd be trying to work out some kind of a global arrangement, a global resolution of this whole thing, make restitution, try to forestall any kind of criminal resolution. Some kind of consent decree to handle the charity differently moving forward. There are all sorts of possibilities. The problem, though, is that there's so many different avenues. There's so many different threads that need to be knitted together, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take more investigation. But I don't think she's going to testify under oath on June 30th. That would be very surprising.
The other thing, too, is nothing has been said about this. And so I don't want to insinuate. I ride this fine line because I don't want to create fake news at all. But I'm wondering if you've heard anything or if you think it's coming. As I mentioned, there's so many layers to this. And I feel like the focus has really been on when she was in office. That's been the real focus, is when she was in office. But I'm wondering if you were to take an educated guess. Do you think we are going to soon see an investigation launched into her campaign finances for governor?
So I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think she was actually she didn't apply for the citizen election program grant yet because she hadn't been nominated. That is my understanding anyway. I could be wrong about that, but I am sure that there's going to be a review by the State Elections Enforcement Commission, an audit, if you will, of her campaign. It was in its early stages, so there may not be very much there, but yeah, I mean, I think it's a reasonable question. If there's so much going on when she's in office, depending on what the amount of the funds were, the amount of the expenditures, I would expect somebody's going to be going through those reports and seeing if there's anything inconsistent with state law. But that total speculation at this point.
Is it premature, Bill, to ask her to pay restitution right now for only one aspect of something she's being accused of? So, like, what's interesting is she hasn't even been arrested yet. Right. I mean, she hasn't been arrested. These are all accusations we have. Right. I mean, am I insane in saying that? like, she hasn't even been charged with anything yet.
No, she hasn't been charged with anything yet, and she may not be charged with anything. It may be that that her attorney is able to sit down with the attorney general and is able to sit down with the corporation counsel and is able to sit down with the state's attorney or the chief state's attorney, whoever's looking at it, and say, look, how about if we do this, we do this, we do this, we make restitution, we make the... We get everything back to even. You know, this is not, this was all done, at least with public records, or whether it's done out in the open or not, you know, that's a separate question. But, you know, just walk away from any criminal prosecution. That is not impossible. And that's certainly, I think, what her lawyer would be trying to angle toward. Now, and that may not be enough for the state's attorney or for the attorney general. And so it's just hard to see how this is going to play out, partly because we don't know what else there is out there. We don't know what some of the people that were that enabled this, like the human resources director, like the tax collector. We don't know what they're saying to authorities. And I would have a pretty high expectation that they are talking, or they have an incentive to talk anyway. Let's put it that way. And but, you know, who knows what they're saying? Are they saying that Stewart threatened them? That's what the HR director is quoted as saying, that she was afraid of losing her job if she didn't go along with this severance package thing. But what else is there? We just don't know. I know we're not in a society right now that likes to be patient, but I think we ought to be patient and just let the investigation run its course.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Listen, just from a journalistic standpoint, and I know from a law standpoint, you've got to let all the pieces of the puzzle fall on the table before you start putting the puzzle together and saying, oh, I know it's a dog, I know it's a fish. You know, you have to see all the pieces absolutely fall first. I totally agree with that and being patient in this. But I do think that's interesting that is not really being talked about, is the fact that there is absolutely a reality on the table. So, you know, and you and I are talking about this, that terms get thrown around, like, you know, could she see jail time? Could she be arrested? Could she be, you know, spending, you know, could she be paying back all this money, you know, and what have you? But at the end of the day, Bill, the average person in Connecticut doesn't even realize that she has not even been formally charged with anything. She has never been arrested. It's interesting to know that there's a lot obviously happening behind the scenes that we may never even know about at any point. We could know parts of it, but there's a lot about this that I just think is really fascinating. And then other than the big shiny objects that are being told to the public, there's an awful lot of parts to this that is really complicated and that we really don't know, and who else is being implicated. I don't know. I think it's more complicated than it's made out to be.
Well, she doesn't have to be arrested in order for the city to have a claim for restitution. It can, if she got money that she was not entitled to, that could be a civil, there could be a civil right to repayment. And I think that's what the Corporation Counsel's letter to her from yesterday or the day before has tried to establish that. It's in the absence of any kind of criminal complaint, there's a civil right to reimbursement because you got money you weren't entitled to under municipal law. So I expect that's going to happen. That's going to proceed one way or the other, either way.
Attorney Bill Bloss, I always appreciate having these conversations with you about this and many other cases that matter to Connecticut residents. Thank you so much. And I'm sure we will talk again sooner rather than later, I would imagine.
Anytime.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. And again, Bill has nothing to do with the case revolving around Aaron Stewart. He is our legal expert here on the show, and we really appreciate his time on any of these high-profile cases that you and I care a lot about. So thank you again, Bill Bloss. Appreciate it.